Hey friends, Peggy Hall with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Just a quick message before I get into the heart of this video, which is titled, Why Gullibility Promotes Deception. This is one of the most harmful things that we are facing in our lifetime, which is people unwilling to question how they learn, what they learn, what they believe, why they believe it. And all of that is considered gullibility, that you are not able to engage in critical thinking. I'm going to give you a short introduction before I get into the video and share with you some very compelling messages from the author of this book, Food for Freedom. That's Dr. Will Tuttle. This book was sent to me by a lovely, healthy American. I'm going to read a letter to you from her in the introduction, and then we will get right underway with some very compelling considerations as to why gullibility spurs on deception and how very harmful it is to all of us in society and what we can do about it. Without further ado, please enjoy. Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. You have got to read this book. I received it from a healthy American. I'm going to share with you her letter. And this is Andy, who has been on the front lines of freedom and truth and so much more for so many years. And I want to thank her so much for sending this to me. I want to read to you a few pages from this book in just a moment. Why don't I just read the back for a little introduction. And this is by Dr. Will Tuttle. He's the author of The Peace Diet. He actually is in my neck of the woods in the greater San Diego area. And he is the author of the international bestseller, The World Peace Diet, which was published in 18 languages. And I want you to discover all of the treasures in this book for yourself. But I do want to just read a short blurb from the back. And it says, when we liberate our consciousness from the unrecognized prisons of habituated thinking. My gosh, that is what is happening to so many people who cannot think clearly, rationally, and sober-mindedly because they are gripped by fear and other things that I'm going to share with you about what Dr. Will says. I want to share a few more paragraphs, which are so compelling and tie in so directly with what is going on in our current events. So stick with me for that. And first, I want to thank Andy for sending me this letter. And she says, hi, Peggy. First, as always, thank you so much in capital letters for all you do. I don't know how you hold it all together so well and being so professional. I've got a video for you coming up about a day in my life as a YouTube creator. So many people have been asking me, and I'm going to share that. So that will be answered coming up. And she says, I am so sorry for your losses. I had recent losses of my two furry family members, and so many of you have sent me cards and condolences and gifts, and I'm going to be sharing some more of those on the show, and I also am sending you all a handwritten thank you. She says, I hope that you read this book, and I know you will absolutely love it because it covers a lot of freedom and animal issues. I've only read 30 pages so far. I've got a busy schedule. Anyway, she said that I've seen you as the Healthy American listed on some of the pages. And she said, I also want to send you a donation for all you're doing. I've bought these books, she writes, including one by Larkin Rose and John Taylor Gatto. And that is all about unschooling, about getting your children out of the public schools and into a superior learning environments. She says, when I meet people and they seem interested, I will give these books away. And I've also included my updated 15-minute city flyer. And I have shared these handouts on previous Substack. So if you're interested, go to peggyhall.substack.com. She also writes, I have included a pet discrimination flyer that I created years ago. I battled this on my own for many years. I'm going to bring that to you in a separate video about how our pets are being discriminated against and people are being discriminated against because they're unable to bring their animals into a lot of rentals and other places. I want to share with you in an upcoming video the research that I uncovered about having a recognized service animal, and I believe that will be helpful for you. All right, back on track for our Food for Freedom. I want to read to you. Oh yeah, here's the flyer I'm going to share with you in an upcoming video. So Here's what Dr. Will writes. This just grabbed me, and I'm only getting started into the book, but this really relates to what has been going on, especially with the current events. You know how Trump always called it fake news? Here we go. Three crises and freedom from gullibility. He writes, making an effort to attain a broader and more accurate perspective, we can work to free ourselves from three debilitating narratives. He writes, this is difficult because it brings us into several challenging crises. The first is an epistemological crisis, and that has to do with our ability to discern reality. It really is the nature of knowledge and how we acquire it and how we can develop and hold rational beliefs. He writes, as we awaken, we feel increasingly compelled to question what we believe to be the truth. Can I get an amen here? He goes on, and we also are compelled to question our trusted sources of truth, because most of us have been raised to trust authorities, experts, government spokespeople, media outlets, doctors, journalists, and educators. And it's distressing in the extreme to face the fact that often these people are completely wrong in what they are telling us. And it's more difficult still that they and their superiors are lying to us. He writes, a typical response to this cognitive dissonance is known as the Semmelweis reflex, which impels us to simply and immediately reject anything that threatens our trust in official narratives. Boy, don't I know that with the amount of hate mail I get when I simply raise questions about information and images that I'm presented with that are not logical and don't comport with reality. He goes on to write, unfortunately, this rejection of people who are rejecting anything that tends to question their point of view, this can be disastrous because it leads to toxic gullibility. How about that for a phrase? Shutting down our inherent wisdom. He writes, this gullibility can spread like a contagious disease as it reinforces the same in others. I've certainly seen that. And it can wreak havoc on our social immune system, which protects society from being invaded by tyrannical forces that use deception to dominate and oppress the population. Okay, this book was written in 2024 prior to the events that we've seen on July 13th. And previous ones, let's say October 7th, August 8th, to name a few, at January 6th, I'll throw that in as well. He says, unquestioning, compliant behavior leads to ever-increasing despotism. This book is fantastic, friends. Let me read a little bit more. This brings us to the next crisis, which is a teleological crisis. This means that we find ourselves stepping out of the mainstream consensus trance that gives meaning to the general population, and we are compelled to grapple with the teleology of our society and of our life itself. And that means questioning things like, what is the purpose of our human species and of our culture and civilization? What is our individual purpose for this lifetime if we are no longer in alignment with the official narratives and we no longer believe the so-called official truths? With effort, we can deepen our connection with our purpose and develop our capacity to shine the light and example of our unique life into our culture, although it may not always be recognized as such. I experience that quite a bit. But here I want to read a little bit more about gullibility. And he really hits it. He really makes some great points here. Gullibility, right? Meaning that you're believing everything and you're not going to question it. He writes, gullibility is harmful because it increases the violence in the world. It enables and promotes deception. And deception is a treacherous form of violence. In stressful situations, gullibility can become toxic if it becomes aggressive and lashes out at others who refuse to comply with the narratives and mandates we have all been seduced to internalize. While it is well understood that deliberate deception is unethical and harmful to others, it's important to understand that gullibility is also unethical and harmful to others. This is so powerful. He writes, There's a significant truth in the old saying, you cannot fool an honest person. He writes, gullibility doesn't just allow deception, it spurs it on. You see, I agree with him here. He writes, we tend to think of the easily deceived person as being an innocent victim, but there's actually something nefarious and irresponsible in allowing ourselves to be victimized by deception. When we are honest and aware, we are not easily fooled. Being easily fooled does tremendous damage, not only to ourselves, but to everyone around us. This book is really compelling. I highly recommend this book if you want to read more about freeing yourself from deception. And you can find that at foodforfreedom.net. I will have a link for you on my Substack, also in the description box below, foodforfreedom.net. Thank you, Andy, for sending me the book. Thank you, Dr. Will, for writing this book. Thank you to all of my savvy, sophisticated, and supportive healthy Americans who have discernment and are able to read between the lies. Thank you, everybody, for being on board, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific. See you soon.